Genesis 6:18 says, "But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee." In the Old Testament, we see clear prophecies about the Messiah to come. And with hindsight and the illuminating ministry of the Holy Spirit, we recognize that Jesus Christ fulfilled those messianic prophecies. And we'll discuss those in these About Jesus devotionals as the Lord tarries. But in addition to such clear prophecies that identify Jesus as the Messiah, there are many other types and shadows that point us to Him. And one of my favorite is Noah's Ark. As a child, I was taught about this, but it just never really took. I wasn't saved until I was 19 years old, and on the various attempts made by Sunday school teachers and my parents and Awana leaders and preachers, I really didn't have a great deal of interest, so my attention wasn't focused. And without the Spirit of God in me to open my eyes to the greater truths of Scripture, I just never got it. Fast forward to Greg in his 50s, and now I live within a two-hour drive of the Ark. Of course, this isn't Noah's Ark, but is Ken Ham's Ark. Sort of ironic that a man with the name of Ham would build a replica of Noah's Ark. And of all places, that replica is built in Kentucky. But there it is. And I visited Ham's Ark in Kentucky a few years ago before the whole COVID thing blew up. I went with my wife and two sons and their families. And all I can say is that it is an amazing thing to behold, and I plan to go back periodically if the Lord tarries. But I remember when I was a young Christian just reading about the Ark and coming to the realization that in order to be saved from the flood, you had to enter the Ark, and to get into the Ark, you had to enter through the door. And there was only one door. If you refused to go through that one door, you perished. Once that door was closed, you perished. In John 10:9, Jesus said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." There's no other ark but the ark of God, and there's no other door but Jesus. Every human being who ever lived was a sinner who needed to be born again by faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's no exceptions. And Jesus was the only door to salvation for all men, and that includes the human sinners who started all of the world's religions: Confucius, Zoroaster, Buddha, Muhammad, Constantine, the popes, Joseph Smith, etc. Every founder or leader of every religion other than Jesus Christ was not the door of salvation, but was a deceiver who opened a trap door to hell. John 14:6 says, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." When we visited Ham's Ark in Kentucky, we took a picture in front of the closed door of the Ark, and I jokingly had my picture taken as I frantically knocked on the door to get in. But when that actually happened 4,500 years ago, it was no joke. There was one door. And once that door closed, there were no more opportunities to be saved. Jesus is the door. He is the only way. His offer stands, and He will not turn away any who will come to Him for salvation. But Hebrews 9:27 says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." Once you die, the door is closed. Just as God closed that door of the ark, as we read in Genesis 7:16, "And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in." Salvation is a limited time offer and is only available at one location, the gospel of Jesus Christ. The ark is the cross. There is no other ark of salvation for sinners. There is no other door to enter. So every time you see a replica or a painting or other representation of Noah's Ark, and you see that door, whether it's open or closed in the replica, think of Jesus. He is the door. And may all unsaved sinners enter into the ark of salvation through that door, who is the crucified, buried, and risen Savior, Jesus Christ, while there is still time to do so.